Incorporated. Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Really good show for you coming up today. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder will be joining us to talk about the 22nd-rated Hawkeyes, and looking forward to talking with Coach coming up in just a little bit. Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament will join us to look at Iowa high school wrestling coming up for the week, and we hope the weekend. We'll talk about that. Talk a little college wrestling as well with Wyatt. And the announcement we all knew was coming went off this morning. All that and more. Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. And from our studios in the Southwest Side, it is the Gym Class coming away on KGYM, your local programming block getting underway here for a Tuesday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Zach Schmitz, our producer, on the other side of the glass. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And we've got high school basketball coming your way tonight for you here on KGYM. We'll get things underway at 5:50 on 106.3 FM as it'll be Iowa City Regina taking on West Branch in a doubleheader. And that'll be coming up a little bit later on for you at 5:50. And then myself and Ryan Lersman will be at Kennedy tonight. 10th-rated Dubuque senior in town to take on the Kennedy Cougars. And that will be coming your way tonight. And that will be at around 7:20 with the pregame right here on KGYM. You can get in touch with us via the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And they've got a great incentive for you. If you go and check out what they have to offer, you can go to our website and click on that link.
Yeah, and you can go to firstfedcu/KGYM and find out how to win. Not win, but get $200 in cash just for opening up a checking account.
Can we call it a win?
First Federal.
Can we call that a win?
That's a win to me.
All right, we can call that a win. So, yeah, check them out at firstfedcu.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Lisa Bluder coming up here in just a couple of moments. Iowa women in the top 25 coming off of 2 rated victories last week at Carver Hawkeye Arena, as it was Iowa defeating Maryland and then defeating Indiana. So we will talk with the coach coming up here in just a moment or two as Zach gives me the thumbs up that Lisa is on the line.
And on time.
And on time. Did we ever question Lisa?
Not at all.
Not at all out there. But we're going to talk a little Iowa women's basketball as the Hawkeyes get ready to head to Minneapolis coming up later this week. And hopefully everybody's going to be able to make it okay as far as the weather is concerned and things like that. And, well, let's just do it. Without any further ado, we welcome in Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder as the Hawkeyes back in the top 25 this week in the AP poll. That sounds kind of good, doesn't it, Coach?
It really does. And, you know, our women have just done such a great job this year. I'm so proud of their effort. And, you know, it's kind of fun when everybody thinks kind of counts you out, and then all of a sudden you're back up in there again. It's nice.
Lisa, I've watched a lot of basketball in my day. After watching Sunday, I mean, that was one of the all-timers in my day, and I'm sure you slept pretty good, or maybe not.
You know, we were pretty worn out after that game, to be quite honest. It was a classic. It really was. And the crowd was so good. You know, we had about 7,400 people there. And, boy, our fans are passionate. They are loud and they're engaged. And they really get after the other team. So it's a great home court advantage. And we really appreciated every one of them that came out for that double overtime victory. you know, Indiana came in ranked number 12 in the country. And so that was a good feather in our cap for the selection committee at the end of the year.
Absolutely. And, well, let's go back kind of to the start of the year. And, of course, we all know Elite Eight last year, National Player of the Year, all the accolades that went with that terrific basketball team. And all the so-called experts said, well, it's going to be a rebuilding year. There's no Megan Gustafson or anything like that.
Right.
I think you guys took it as a challenge, I would imagine.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we kind of just wanted everybody to quit comparing us to last year's team. And, you know, everybody was focusing on what we lost, and we started deciding that we were going to focus on what we still had. And, you know, we had some pretty good players. I mean, Kathleen Doyle just named the Naismith Player of the Week this week, two-time last week, this week, Player of the Week in the Big Ten. But Kathleen, obviously, just a tremendous player on the all-preseason Big Ten team, played on the Pan Am team this summer, got a silver medal. I mean, Mackenzie Meyer is a four-year starter for us, a great three-point shooter. Lexi Civilian has had a lot of playing time, and she's a redshirt junior. Amanda Allender, you know, she's a senior, but hasn't had a lot of playing time, so nobody really kind of knew what was going to happen there. And then, of course, the big, you know, question mark was the center position, but Monica has definitely filled in very, very well there.
Yeah, Lisa, I'm very curious about Monica Zanano. We all know about Megan Gustafson, and she played darn near every minute last year, but I'm curious in your mind what you saw in practice last year. And whether she has met or exceeded your expectations this year?
You know, I think she's exceeded our expectations for this year. You know, we knew that she was going to be a good player by the way she practiced in high school, by the way she played in her AAU program. And, you know, we felt confident recruiting her because she embraced the contact. And sometimes there's big players that don't want to be really down there. They want to be out shooting threes. You know, well, we have people that can do that. So, you know, we felt very comfortable that Monica would embrace the challenge of being a good inside post player. She just accelerated that process a little bit.
Yeah, she has. And you mentioned Kathleen Doyle, and you've had a lot of terrific players as far as talent is concerned. Now, Kathleen's up there, no doubt. But yeah, her motor is just absolutely off the charts. She's got to have one of the biggest hearts that you've seen in your years in Iowa City.
You know, that's what you love about her, right? Is she just plays with such emotion and passion. And, you know, she has really elevated her game since even the Big Ten has started. I mean, in the last, since Big Ten has started these past five games, she's averaging nearly 24 points a game. She's shooting over 50% from the field, 35% from the three-point line. You know, just doing a great job with the assists. And so her game is even elevated more, but it's kind of like, you know, senior season, last go around. I'm going to make the most of that. And I think she definitely has.
Yeah. In respect to Doyle, I don't know if you could see it on the bench, Lisa, but on TV, more than a couple times when she made a big basket or something very important happened, you could read her lips. This is our house. This is our house.
Yeah, how much?
Go ahead.
No, we talk about that a lot, about protecting our house and that nobody comes in our house. We talk about those things a lot. And, you know, you love it when your kids buy in, right? And, you know, she was Miss Illinois basketball, but she's Miss Iowa now through and through.
No doubt. Lisa Bluter, Iowa women's basketball coach, joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. You mentioned Amanda Olinger. We know her very well here from her time in the metro area here in Cedar Rapids and Marion. And it's been an interesting career for Amanda.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's picked up and has accepted her role. She's your Swiss Army knife out there.
You're right. She does everything for us. She's playing the four for us, the five for us. It's funny, like, you know, people are like, well, you know, she doesn't shoot the ball that well. You know something? She's shooting 60% from the field in Big Ten play, 58% for the year. So amazing numbers. The thing about Amanda, you know, she shoots five times a game. You know, she knows she doesn't have to shoot 10, 15 times a game. She knows she's just going to take good shots, and that's why she shoots such a good percentage. She's our best offensive rebounder. She's our best rebounder overall. And then, you know, she comes up with, like, you know, eight blocks and four steals and, you know, playing defense against people that are much bigger and stronger than she is. So I'm really, really proud of Amanda and how she's playing her senior year.
We've talked about some very important players. Not yet anything on Mackenzie Meyer. Boy, she loves that right corner, doesn't she, Lisa?
That's her spot. Yes, she does. She loves that right corner. And, you know, in Big Ten plays, she's shooting 50% from three-point range, 44% on the year. But, you know, doing a really good job for us. In fact, shooting better from three-point range than two-point range, which is kind of funny. But Mackenzie, she just stretches out the defenses. There's nobody that can sag off of her. You know, Indiana did everything they could to try to stop us from getting three-point shots, and we only shot 11. We shot 22 against Maryland, but Indiana came in as a better defensive team ranked and really had a goal to take away our three-point shots, and they did for a lot of that game. But when she finally got open, she nailed a couple of good ones for us.
Oh, so what's talk about the contribution you're getting from McKenna Warnock, the freshman.
Yeah, I mean, McKenna Warnock is just a you know, she's definitely a candidate, in my opinion, for the all-freshman Big Ten team. You know, coming off the bench and in conference play, averaging 9 points a game, shooting 54% from the field. She just gets more and more confident all the time. And you can see she's not going to shy away from shooting the ball. She knows she's a good shooter. She can be a good rebounder, too. Still working on the defensive part of things, but you know, McKenna's going to make some freshman mistakes at the end of the Indiana game after we told them numerous times, we have no more timeouts. We have no more timeouts. She dove on the ball and was getting up and calling timeout to the ref. And Kathleen Doyle just took her head and shoved it down and wouldn't let her call. So that was probably Kathleen, one of her biggest assists of the night, is not letting McKenna call the timeout.
Yeah, no doubt. And, well, another senior leadership moment there.
Yeah,
as far
absolutely.
As Kathleen is concerned. And I kind of kid here a little bit, tongue-in-cheek, but you got to convince Jan Jensen to write a book about post-play, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, again, you know, Jan, I'm really fortunate. She's been around for a long time. And, you know, every post that comes in, people underestimate them. And then Jan gets to work with them. And, you know, she's not only really good at technique and footwork and ceiling and that sort of thing, but she really is a great motivator. And she gets the most out of every one of her post players. And so, you know, I would think that if you're a post player, like Sharon Goodman is coming in, just became her high school's all-time leading scorer. And she's going to come in next year as a post for us. And, you know, why would Post not want to come play for us and for Jan? Well, just when you see what we've done with our Post players over the years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you got a pretty good one from Northeast Iowa that's coming in next year.
Yeah, we're really excited about Sharon coming in. And yeah, she's just a great kid, too. A wonderful player, but just a great young lady, too.
I imagine you've tried to convince the team to flush the great things that happened in the last week. You face a couple road trips this week to Minnesota and Wisconsin.
You know, it's always hard going on the road. It's definitely a challenge to win on the road. We're going into Minnesota knowing we did win our only meeting up there last year with them. And, you know, our team is playing confident right now, and I don't want to take away that confidence. I just want to keep them sharp. And there's that fine line in coaching between, you know, getting them too confident where they kind of start taking things easy, or that they have confidence so they play hard and play with confidence, but then they are also paying attention to detail and staying focused. And that's where we're trying to get with this team, is that never underestimate anybody. We're not going to look at Minnesota's record. You know, they're 1-4 in the Big Ten. They've struggled of late. But instead, go up there knowing that they're going to try to protect their house just like we try to protect ours.
Well, and you don't have to convince them too much. A, Minnesota's got talent, and B, they were picked among the teams to be in the upper division going into the year.
Yeah, they started in the top 20 in the polls at the beginning of the year. And, you know, again, they just hit some tough times since the Big Ten started, but we know how hard this conference is, and they've been in every single game almost. Like Ohio State, they lost by 2, and Northwestern, they lost by 3. Illinois, they lost by 3. So you're in games if you're only losing by those couple of points. So we know it's going to be a battle like it was last year, but we came out with the win and hoping to do so again on Thursday night.
Refresh us again, the ceremony to retire Macon Gustafson's jersey.
Yes, thank you for asking about that. Sunday, January 26th, we play Michigan State, and I think the game's at 4 o'clock, but I'm not 100% sure. It might be 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. It is 3.
3 o'clock. Okay. Yep. So after the game, we will be formally retiring Megan's jersey. And so Megan is flying in on the 25th at night from Budapest, where she's playing her professional career this winter. And then she'll be at the game, and they wanted to do it at halftime, but us coaches wanted to be involved, and we wanted to see it happen, and the administration totally understood that, and so we've moved it to post-game, and so that will be a fun event. And before the game, we're also going to be recognizing Kathleen Doyle for her participation in the Pan Am game. Susie Merchant was the head coach for that team, and I really wanted Susie to be able to present, along with me, present Kathleen her plaque for being a part of USA Basketball. I just think that's a part that Susie should be involved in, and so it was always going to be the Michigan State game. So we have that before the game, and then we'll have Megan after the game.
That'll be fun on that Sunday afternoon, and all of Port Wing, Wisconsin may be there, but we got room.
I still have a lot of them, that's for sure. And the Thursday before that, we'll be hosting Ohio State in Carver Hawkeye Arena. So we're on the road this week for two games, but then we come home for two very important games, playing Ohio State on Thursday and Michigan State on January 26th. And so just some really big games coming up for us.
No doubt. Some good ones in the offing. Well, best of luck on the trip up to Minneapolis, and hopefully it's a good one. And just congratulations on the great start to the season. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Thanks, Scott and Mark. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Go Hawks.
319, Lisa Bluter, Iowa women's basketball coach, joining us here. She gave Ed Orgeron Go Tigers here.
She always does.
As Coach O with the national championship last night. But, Lisa Bluter and her staff doing just a tremendous job so far this year with this Iowa women's basketball team.
I couldn't agree more, and it was a great season last year, as you outlined during the interview. This year, you know, arguably, you could say Lisa's doing an even better job, if not as good. I mean, this past week, beating Maryland and Indiana, two ranked teams, and now the challenge, as Coach Bluter outlined, is to go on the road and continue the success and protect that first place standing in the Big Ten.
We got some football news to get to, and it's not all of LSU winning the national championship last night. First of all, we will find out if Cajun Troy is still partying. That was a Freudian slip of all time. Troy, I apologize out there. 3:20 here on the program. We'll take a break, come back. There is some football news to discuss from Iowa City, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
TCB Pool Hall? It's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables? Check. 10 of them. Cold beer? Check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Yeah. 324 back with you on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. Mark Ironside will stop by. Join us coming up tomorrow on the show, the Hall of Famer. Looking forward to that tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Iowa with two shutouts, I believe by identical 41-0 scores from over the weekend over in the state of Indiana. So we'll have that coming up for you here. 324. Troy's fine. In fact, we'll get more on that coming up in a moment. Congratulations to the LSU Tigers. As they, I don't think there's any doubt that LSU was the best football team in America in the college ranks after the two wins that they had, and coupled that with the win they had in Tuscaloosa earlier in the year.
Yeah, in some debate today nationally, is this the best, one of the best college football teams of all time?
Kirk Herbstreit said it was the best offense of all time.
It's taking in a lot of territory, but Joe Burrow setting a record with 60-61 touchdown passes in a season, including the bowl season, and he was terrific again.
Yeah, he was. He was.
I wonder if he's going to have better receivers in the NFL than he has this year. I mean, those guys are really good.
They were good. Really good. And, of course, everybody's way too early top 25s are coming out today. Of which Iowa is prevalent, usually around 20 in that area. Saw one with Iowa State in it. I know the guys yesterday were talking about McMurphy, who came out and had Iowa State in the top 10 for next year. I think that's a little bit optimistic, but we'll see how that plays out. And we'll get to Troy in a moment. But there is news out of Iowa City. The long-awaited announcement came out on Twitter this morning from AJ Epenesa. No one is surprised at all, I would imagine, that he is going to forego his senior season at Iowa and enter the NFL draft.
Regarded as a top 10 pick in the NFL draft and just a terrific career, despite only starting for one season at Iowa. I think he's one of the all-timers, and I think he's going to prove his wares very well in the NFL. And Scott, just in the last few minutes, running back Torin Young of the Hawkeyes has declared for the NFL draft.
Well, he's yes and no.
According to Rob Howe and Hawkeye Nation.
He's kind of, his professional life on and off the field. I can't see Young being anywhere other than a free agent, probably. Sixth, seventh draft round draft choice or a free agent, you got to think. Probably be better to go the free agent route for him, but we'll see how it plays out. He had 1 year of eligibility remaining. There was a lot of speculation that he might enter the transfer portal, go somewhere else for his senior season, but he's not going to. He's done with college football, and whatever happens, he's going to accept it. So that was the announcement. Kind of figured a quarterback and at least one running back were probably going to not be around next year. And
that's the case.
That has been the case. What is also the case is LSU is your national champion. I'd like to issue another public apology to Troy.
Yeah, I'm apologizing because that was perfect. I loved it. crazy
Congratulations, Troy.
Listen, after Les Miles all those years, we deserve this, okay? I'm sure Odell Beckham and Landry probably like, why didn't we have a quarterback like this? You know, and you hit it on the head. Great wide receivers. Isn't it just phenomenal just to watch those guys? You know, it was pretty awesome. I tell you, it really just, you know, who remember who finished second? No one does. So I'm glad they topped it off. And I wasn't a big fan of Joe last year. I really wasn't. But Brady came in from the Saints and he taught him well. He really did. He taught him well.
Now, the question is, did Beckham give money or real money to Jefferson?
Oh, you know darn well he wasn't having no fake money for his wife. Okay? Let's be real, okay? He's a baller. He came out there with money, you know? And that's what I just don't understand, these professional athletes. You know these kids, of course they're going to be all excited to see him. It's just, oh, God, I'm the one who talked about him.
I feel great for Coach O, though, because of everything.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I really do.
It's really good. He's just a true Louisianan from the cutoff of Louisiana down there, St. Rose, by Bobby Abad. So, yeah, it's just exciting. I'm just happy for, you know, the state of Louisiana, you know, who that nation just got crushed on. And, you know, I look at Sean Payton like Les Miles. We need to change. I don't care who it is. We need to move on.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a fun game. I got it. I watched the SEC Network last night.
Okay.
They had like 10 different things or whatever. So they had the local, the LSU radio guys called it on that station. So it was good to hear them and the enthusiasm. So that was fun. So, it's good to be national champ, you know. And I don't care about being the best college team ever. Doesn't matter to me. We won. So.
That's right. Well, congratulations and enjoy it. And
I'm going to keep drinking, okay, Scott? You just come over here with you, all right?
We'll have a big old party.
Yes, do that. All right, you guys take care.
Thanks, bye. Troy. Cajun Troy checking in with us. Very happy that her LSU Tigers are the national champions.
Can't blame her in the least.
No, you cannot. It was even, I think LSU fans even had fun watching Booger McFarland jumping up and down on the sideline last night. He among the alums of
another story.
LSU yeah. on the sideline. And, of course, Clemson had their folks as well on the sidelines. And it was fun. It's a late night, though. Holy cow, that took 4 hours. Which I'm fine with, whatever. That's the way it goes, but. It was a long game last night.
Yes, it was.
But it was a lot of scoring, and it certainly did not lack for excitement in that game last night.
And don't beat up on Trevor Lawrence, okay? The Clemson quarterback, he's going to be your Heisman front runner next year.
Yeah, he's going to be
fine. And he didn't have the best of nights.
No.
That's for sure, but he's a darn good quarterback.
Yeah, should be a good and they're going to be fine next year, too. In fact, they're pretty much your preseason number one across the board. Will be the Clemson Tigers. And Dabo's not going away, and they had another terrific recruiting class, of which I believe I read today 15 of them are coming in already at the start of the semester, which is now. And, yeah, they're not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere, certainly. 3:31 here on the program. We talked with Lisa Bluter a little bit earlier on, talked about the Iowa football news. We're going to talk some wrestling coming up here in just a little bit. Wyatt Schultz is going to be joining us. Iowa basketball tonight. The Hawkeyes on the road against the Northwestern Wildcats up in Evanston. And certainly you would think that this particular ball game, along with the game in Lincoln that did not go so well for the Hawkeyes, are the two that they can sneak in and perhaps get a victory, especially Northwestern without two starters for the Wildcats.
Certainly a winnable game for Iowa, and odds makers have Iowa pegged as a 5.5-point favorite. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. We ask you, do the Hawks win in Evanston tonight? Three choices, yes, by more than 5.5 points, or yes, but it'll be tighter than the spread, or no, Northwestern wins at home. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. Thanks to Emo's for sponsoring our poll question and our pick six, which is coming up on Friday.
Looking forward to that as the pick six. Another chance for Summit out there to pick up a $30 gift card. Yeah, we'll see. Misery loves company, and Northwestern is beat up as much as the Hawkeyes are at this point. Are coming off their first Big Ten win of the year over the weekend at home against Nebraska. A little bit of momentum in old McGaw Hall. I still like to call it McGaw Hall. I'm the old school guy, though. Another refurbishing of that building, and looks nice over there. Still doesn't seat very much, and it can get loud in there, but there are going to be just as many Hawk fans as there are Northwestern fans tonight. Iowa, seemingly as of late, plays well in Evanston over the last handful of years. Now, prior to that, things didn't go well all the time. There was a certain coach here before Fran that had all kinds of troubles winning in Evanston out there. Couple of comments on the text line. 8394, Justin Fields is the Heisman frontrunner odds-wise. He's going to be there as well as the USC quarterback. A lot of people talking about him as a possible Heisman Trophy candidate. Who knows? There's going to be a freshman that comes in next year that we don't even know about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things are going to change about a million times.
Matt on the text line, last night's game made the Ten Commandments movie look short.
Yeah, pretty close on that, Matt. Pretty spot on as far as that is concerned out there. High school basketball coming your way tonight for you here on KGYM. It'll be 5:50 for the pregame on 106.3 FM for the big doubleheader over in West Branch, as it'll be the Bears hosting Iowa City Regina tonight. We'll have both the girls and the boys game for you starting at 5:50 on 106.3 in Iowa City. 1600 AM and 107.5 FM tonight. We'll have Class 4A 10th rated Dubuque Senior at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Myself and former Xavier coach and former Hawkeye Ryan Lersman on the call of that one tonight. And that will get underway at 7:30. Friday, already looking at snow predictions upwards of 8 inches. If you're not driving, raise your hand if you've heard this before. Games are already being moved up from Friday to Thursday in some cases.
I have no words.
Cascade and Anamosa, I know, have moved their game up from Friday night to Thursday. In fact, three of the River Valley Conference games have been moved from Friday to Thursday. I'd rather see that than just cancel them. I'd rather see that.
Let me see those 8 inches on the ground out there as I look out the window of the studio. No, not so much from last week.
All right. Well, speaking of that, we're going to talk to a guy that, doggone it, was supposed to be at a place and didn't because of that. Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament is going to join us, and we're going to talk some high school wrestling with you. And we'll do that when we come back. That is courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Stay with us. More to come after this. It is a Tuesday edition of The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with the touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
In search of a battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures, we've got you covered at America's number one battery destination. At AutoZone, we have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to drive with peace of mind this winter. They're tested in extreme conditions, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need them most. Stop in today or visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you find the start you're looking for. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, car care track 12 months ending December 2018. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience. Yes, I'm a
dreamer. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back on the Gym Class on this Tuesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We truly appreciate it. We'll be followed by Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. Wyatt Schultz set to join us right now. He did a flip-flop with KJ, so we'll talk with KJ next week. But Wyatt Schultz set to join us right now to talk some high school wrestling, maybe a little college wrestling as well. And his appearance, as I mentioned, brought to you by our friend Kurt Gustafson at American Family Insurance, and that on Johnson Avenue Northwest, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. And thanks to Kurt for his sponsorship of both Tuesday Wrestling Talk and Wednesdays with Mark Ironside right here on KGYM. It was a very depressing and disappointing Saturday, wasn't it, Wyatt?
Very. Yes, it was very disappointing because, you know, as I talked about last week, that Benton Jerry Eckenrod tournament would have been a dandy to go to. And just like everything else around here, got called off. And I actually ended up staying home and working on some wrestling stuff all day or most of the day. So and then that snow didn't develop.
What?
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm hoping will happen this week, too, because, you know, there's some pretty good tournaments around here next this coming weekend. And, gal darn, you don't want to have it snowing on Friday night and having these schools cancel out already.
Yeah, that is the case. Well, and the other part of it is these are big financial blows to these schools as well that use these big tournaments to help out their athletic budgets.
They're huge. Like you say, they're huge, basically fundraisers is what they are. You know, and a lot of these tournaments like Benton Community or Linmar, because they had theirs canceled last week, will hold a youth tournament the following day, being they have the mats and everything all set up. And Linmar actually did have theirs last Sunday as and didn't call it off. I think that what they did was backed it off a couple hours. But from what I understand, they had, I want to say it was over 500 entries in their youth tournament. So those little youth tournaments are fundraisers for the athletic boosters or for their athletic programs as well.
Well, Wyatt, knowing we have an iffy forecast, what is coming up this weekend?
Well, you got the Solon tournament, the Ed and Haydenfeld, which is probably not too bad a tournament. You got Lisbon down there. And of course, that's going to solidify any tournament when you got Lisbon down there. But, you know, I was kind of looking through that and 152 down there in Seoul, and you got West Liberty down there as well. So you got two number one ranked kids wrestling at 52 down there. So there's some solid weights. 45's got four ranked kids, and Hayden Taylor out of Solon, Hatchery out of North Cedar, Sales from Eddiesville, and Sanders out of Washington. So it's a nice solid tournament, about 12 teams, 14 teams down there. So a nice tournament. And then, of course, you have the Jayhawk over here at Jefferson. A few of the teams have, you know, like everything else, some come and go. Underwood is not here this year, and Fort Dodge is not here. So, but we did get West Des Moines Valley coming in. Cedar Falls is coming in. So it's still not too bad of a tournament, but you have two of the top teams back not coming. So it does hurt a little bit.
Yep, Jayhawks this week. Marion will have their tournament as well that they host coming up this week.
Yes, and you have Williamsburg in there, which is, as you guys know, had a great dual meet the other night with Independence. You know, they're a solid, probably a better dual meet team than tournament team. But when you have a smaller tournament like this, and by that I mean less than 50 teams, but when you have a 14-team tournament with the Williamsburg the way they are, they can place a lot of kids, and that'll be a nice, solid tournament. And then, of course, each of some of these other teams have good individuals, so it's a pretty good tournament. You have Jalen Schropp there from Williamsburg, who's a top-ranked 38-pounder, along with Stanek and Moyer out of North Lynn at 38. So there's some pretty competitive weights.
Bettendorf is going to have a tournament where they got some Illinois biggies coming over. And speaking of Illinois, Kennedy and Prairie will make their yearly trek over to Geneseo.
Yeah, correct. And I was talking to Coach Heenick last night, and of course he's worried about the weather already because they start on Friday. So he wants to get his tail over there on plenty of time before the storm. So you know, and that Geneseo tournament is traditionally a nice, solid tournament. You know, it's kind of a good gauge for like your Kennedys and Prairies to see where they're at with some of these out-of-state teams.
Kennedy and West had a heck of a duel last week before the snow hit.
Wasn't that a dandy? You know, I had actually gone to the to Jefferson and watched Jefferson and Hempstead, but I kind of cheated a little bit because I pulled up the computer and was kind of keeping track of this on Track Wrestling, and I was just kind of going through there. You know, there was 9 pins during that duel. It was 37-36, of course. But you know, that type of an atmosphere in high school, you just can't beat that. You know, along with that Independence Williamsburg duel over there at Benton Community last week.
That was a good one as well. Wyatt Schultz joining us here from The Predicament, talking some high school wrestling on the Gym Class on this Tuesday on KGYM. And there's not a superior matchup, at least in the MVC coming up this week. You got Jeff and Lynn Marr, they're going to be wrestling at, and Prairie Xavier going to be going at it as well. So, but some good individuals up and down the line matches there.
Right, yeah, I was kind of going through that in the Walmack as well, seeing where they're at, because that Walmack is so solid, especially with the dual meet type things. And there really wasn't a lot of good matchups in either conference this week. But West Delaware, you got West Delaware, Independence, and throw in Solon and Williamsburg. That, you know, you got about four teams in that top 10 in that dual rankings. Like I said, you just can't beat the atmosphere in a high school gym for wrestling.
Well, I had a couple college questions. Number one, your reaction to the red shirt being taken off Abe Assad at Iowa.
Well, I was talking to Ironside last night, and right after Abe Assad took second at the Midlands, I had a lot of questions and people commenting about what I thought, and I said, there's no way. There's no way they'll pull a red shirt. And because they got two quality kids there already. And so it came as a total shock to me. I would have never dreamt that they would pull the red shirt. But, you know, that's a coach's decision, and maybe both of them were ready to go. And kind of like Mark had mentioned last night, that is probably the best team, you know, with Abe in there. You know, it's kind of hard when you have Cash Wilkie, who's a two- or three-time national qualifier, and can't make the team.
That's good for your team, but tough for him.
Yeah, yeah, it really is, you know. And also, you know, with the schedule that Iowa has, if they don't sell that place out for the rest of the year, because they got Nebraska coming up this weekend, which is a top 10 team itself, and Iowa's lineup right now features every one of those individuals is ranked at least in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy the lineup they have, how solid it is. Warner had a nice win the other night over Bruner from Purdue. And the other thing I've noticed going down to Iowa is people don't leave at heavyweight anymore. They sit around and they're waiting for Cassiope because he is an entertaining heavyweight.
Yes, he is.
I wanted to ask you too, Wyatt, about Grandview. Grandview has won 9 straight national dual championships now, securing its 9th over the weekend. And this is a program that I note on the predicament has been number one in the NAIA poll since 2012. And I look at the roster. It's a huge roster dominated by Iowans, some Eastern Iowans. And I just wonder how Grandview has gotten this done with Iowa and Iowa State, plucking recruits, some of the top Division III programs in the country, plucking recruits. Do you know much about this program and how it's happened?
Well, Nick Mitchell, of course, he's a Wartburg grad, but he went down there and started the program basically from scratch. And I don't remember how long it took him, about 2 years probably, to win that first national title. I can't remember exactly, but I'd say salesmanship. And also I think they probably help him out financially, academically, academic financial aids. And the other thing is, you know, people want to be part of a winner.
Mm-hmm,
yep. And, it's just fun knowing that you can be on the national championship team. And the other thing is, with NAIAs, you can also qualify 12 wrestlers for the national tournament, not 10 like the NCAA. So you've also had that, just like last year when Josh Wenger, from a former Prairie Prep, wrestled another Grandview guy in the finals. So you have that depth in the room.
Yep, and it's not going away either.
No, it isn't. Because they have, it's basically hands down. In fact, they could probably take a lot of their reserves and win a lot of these tournaments. They're just so deep. So yeah, they're fun to watch. You know, you got one of the Portillos right there at 25. His brother's wrestling over there in Nebraska Kearney, who's probably the top ranked Division II guy. So you got a couple of brothers, which I like to follow, I guess. So good team over there, we were kind of talking and wondering if they would ever move to Division III or two, but that'd be an interesting question, I guess, maybe for Nick Mitchell.
Well, as far as Division III, should acknowledge the American Rivers Conference showing in these national duels. Wartburg first, I think. Loras third and Co fifth. And Coach Briggs' son is just plugging along there, too, for the Knights.
Well, I'll tell you what. Kyle has just developed, you know, I kind of kid Coach Briggs about you know, what kind of wrestler Kyle could have been if he'd had a coach in high school.
Oh, boy.
But I'll tell you what, you know, he has just had a fine career at Wartburg. And with the qualifier that they have up there in Dubuque, you know, it's just, to us, it's kind of a shame that they only qualify, I believe it's the top two or three, but it's like they're beating each other up to get to the national tournament. And we kind of wish they'd change that a little bit, but it probably never will. Cause that American Rivers Conference is so, so deep.
Yeah, it is. And all did well at the national duels, certainly led by Wartburg. What's new? What's new?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they had, wrestled Augsburg in the finals, I think up and up with Wartburg or Augsburg, excuse me, and beat them handily. I shouldn't say handily, but you know they won some great matches, and that was with Kyle losing that 4-3 match, and Kyle is the number one ranked 74-pounder, 84-pounder in the country, and he lost, and so it just kind of shows you how good Wartburg really is or can be.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, you and Coach Hegarty have fun at the Jayhawks Saturday.
Oh, we will. It's always nice to catch up with Coach.
No doubt. We'll talk in a couple of weeks, Wyatt. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament joining us to talk wrestling, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class for this Tuesday on KGYM.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Building winning teams is all about having the right person in each position. In the summer of 2017, the Philadelphia Eagles signed free agent running back LeGarrette Blount to a one-year deal. His unselfish contributions in the backfield and his veteran leadership in the locker room played a vital role in a season that culminated in a Super Bowl victory for the Eagles.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a linebacker to play as your quarterback, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you like to be better at?
Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga.
According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review, plus earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Back in the Gym Class at 3:56 to wrap things up for this Tuesday edition. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow. We'll take a look back at Iowa Northwestern basketball tonight as well. Mark, your Bears making news today. They have announced that after 18 glorious seasons, they are putting Bourbonnais, Illinois in the rearview mirror as their preseason
camp site.
I thought you were going to tell me they traded Trubisky and two draft picks to the Bengals for the number one overall pick.
They did not.
Okay.
Although that was one of the ideas of our of a texter earlier today.
I never went to Bourbonnais, being a Bears fan, but I was in Platteville a couple times.
I thought they were going to go back to Platteville and have the Platteville 500, as they called it. whoever could get what was the whole thing? Whoever could get back the quickest would have this big pot that they would all throw money into. And the state of Wisconsin came out very well that day.
Platteville was fun. Easy drive. Now the training camp is going to be at Hallis Hall.
They become the 22nd, according to Chris Emma, of 32 teams that are going to hold their training camps on-site instead of traveling to a summer home. Used to be you had the Cheese League. You had all different leagues. Five or six teams would be together and kind of train together. And those days are gone, and pretty soon everyone's going to just be at their own
makes sense
spot. And you got room. You got everything you need there, so why move everything off campus, if you will? But Bears are going to be in Hallis Hall now for their summer activities, their preseason camp, if you will. So if you missed out on Bourbonnais, then you missed out on Bourbonnais out there. Again, the stories of the day, A.J. Epenesa announcing on Twitter earlier today that he is not going to come back for his senior season in Iowa City. Then just ahead of showtime for us today, Iowa running back Torrin Young said he is not going to be back for his senior season. We'll try to get into the NFL, but whatever happens, he said, he will accept it and get ready for his next step in life as a former college running back.
He's got 4 years in college, so good luck to Torrin Young. Epenesa will be just fine.
I think he'll do well. I think he will do well out there. We'll hear his name called in April. I would imagine. Our thanks to Lisa Bluter as well. We'll have the podcast up for you. Talked with Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter at the beginning of the program today. High school basketball goodies coming up tonight for you. 5:50 on 106.3 FM. It'll be the doubleheader between Regina and West Branch. And Miles Klotz, Eric Peterson on the call of that one. Myself, Ryan Lersman, will be at Kennedy tonight. Boys, Mississippi Valley Conference basketball. 10th-rated Dubuque senior taking on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Mark, have a good evening.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to everyone tomorrow. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA.